Does Krishna love us, or are we only trying to love Krishna?
Da li Krishna voli nas, ili mi samo pokušavamo da volimo njega?
I would like to narrate to you a story which describes how Krishna does love his devotees very dearly.
Želio bih da vam ispričam priču koja govori da Krishna zaista voli sve nas.
In one of his purports, Prabhupada says that Krishna in fact is more eager for us to return to him than we are eager to go.
U jednom od svojih komentara Šrila Prabhupada kaže da je Krishna još više željan da se mi vratimo njemu nego što smo mi željeni da idemo.
Today I want to tell you a lila which illustrates how much Krishna feels separation from his devotees.
I danas želim da vam ispričam lilu o kojoj se govori koliko Krishna osjeća odvojenost od svojih bhakta.
In Dvaraka, Krishna was living with 16,108 queens who loved him more dear than life in the most opulent palaces.
U Dvaraki Krishna je živio sa 16,108 kraljica koje su ga voljele više nego svoj život i živio je u bogatim opulentnim palačama.
But with Krishna it is like this, that he is the god of love. That means he yearns for the love of each one of his devotees. Even if he is surrounded with so many loving devotees, if there are devotees who are not yet connected to him, he yearns for them.
I sa Krishnom je tako, on je Bog ljubavi i on čak i ako je okružen sa tako puno bhakta koji osjećaju ljubav prema njemu, ako postoje neki koji još uvijek nisu povezani, on žudi za njihovom ljubavlju.
In his ability to return love, Krishna is never occupied with those who already love him. Yes, he loves them very dearly, but he's free for everyone.
I u svojoj toj mogućnosti da voli svakoga, on nije toliko zaokupiran sa onima koji ga već vole. Naravno, oni vole njega, voli on njih, ali on žudi za ovima koji još nisu povezani.
One night, Krishna in his sleep in Dvaraka called Radhe, Radhe, Gopi, Gopi.
Jedne noć u Dvaraki Krishna je počeo da doziva Radhe, Radhe, Gopi.
The next morning when he got up and walked through his palace, the thoughts of the night still haunted him, and he again called out Radhe, Radhe, Gopi, Gopi, Sri Ram, Yashoda, and fainted.
I sljedeće jutro, dok je hodao po palači, mislio o prethodnoj noći su ga još uvijek proganjale i onda je opet počeo da doziva Radhe, Radhe, Gopi, Yashoda, i onda se onesvijestio.
When the devotees found him in the palace, the floor around him was one huge puddle created from his tears of separation from his dear devotees.
I kada su ga bhakte pronašli, to je bila jedna velika lokva suza koje je on isplakao u odvojenosti od svojih bhakta.
Narada and Uddhava were informed to solve the situation.
Narada i Uddhava su bili obavješteni da dođu da nekako riješe tu situaciju.
Could they awaken Krishna from his faint?
Da li su oni mogli da probude Krishnu iz njegove nesvijesti?
Narada and Uddhava discussed and they thought, well, there is a problem.
Narada i Uddhava su razgovarali i onda su oni rekli, pa postoji jedan problem.
If we wake up Krishna, he will immediately want to go to Vrindavan.
Ako sada probudimo Krishnu, on će odmah željeti da ide u Vrindavan.
But if he goes to Vrindavan, Vrindavan will kill him.
Ali ako ode u Vrindavan, Vrindavan će ga ubiti.
Because since he has left Vrindavan, Vrindavan looks so sad.
Zato što otkako je on otišao iz Vrindavana, Vrindavan izgleda tako tužno.
he will want to visit Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, his parents.
On će željeti da odi da posjeti Yashodu i Nanda Maharaja, njegove roditelje.
And he will see the canal of tears which goes from the house of Nanda Maharaj to the Yamuna.
I on će vidjeti rijeku suza koja ide od palače Nanda Maharaja do Yamune.
Since Krishna left his parents, they didn't cook for themselves. The kitchen is full of cobwebs.
Otkako je Krishna otišao, njegovi roditelji nisu kuhali za sebe i kuhinja je prepuna paučine.
And when he sees his friends, they will lie on the floor merely alive. He's just calling Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.
I kada vidi svoje prijatelje, on će vidjeti kako oni samo leže na podu i dozivaju Krishna.
But no one of us, Narada and Uddhava, can imagine what will happen if Krishna meets the sleeping volcano of love called Radharani.
Ali nijedan od nas dvojice, Narada i Udave, ne može da zamisli šta će se desiti kad on sretne taj uspavani vulkan ljubavi Radharani.
Now Radharani is almost dead.
I sada je Radharani skoro mrtva.
What will happen if Krishna sees in this connection?
I šta će se desiti ako je Krishna vidi tako?
What will happen to Radha if she finds out Krishna's nearby?
I šta će se desiti kada Radha sazna da je Krishna u blizini?
Where will the lava of the love flow?
Gdje će lava ljubavi da poteče?
It will burn in everything.
Ona će da sprži sve.
So maybe it's best if Krishna stays in his fainted condition on the floor.
Možda je onda bolje da Krishna ostane u nesvijesti na podu.
Then Narada said,
a onda je Narada rekao,
it's not a problem.
To nije problem.
Let someone go to Vrindavan and prepare the bridge basis for Krishna's return.
Neka neko ode u Vrindavan i pripremi bridžbasije za Krišnin povratak.
By now Balaram had arrived and many, many intelligent devotees were around the fainted Krishna.
I do tog trenutka Balaram i mnogi drugi inteligentni bhakte su se bili okupili tu oko Krišne koji je bio u nesvijesti.
So Narada said, I suggest Uddhava goes. He's the most intelligent of us. He can solve all this love problems. Everyone said, yes, Uddhava is the most intelligent, he should go.
I onda je Narada rekao, hajde nek ide Uddhava, on je najinteligentniji od nas i on može da riješi sve te ljubavne probleme. I onda su svi okolo isto tako klimnuli glavom, da, neka ide Uddhava.
Uddhava said, oh no, there's a big problem if I go.
Uddhava je rekao, ne, postoji jedan veliki problem ako ja odim.
Just when Krishna left Vrindavan and stayed in Mathura, only about 20 kilometers away from Vrindavan, Krishna sent me to the bridge basis with a message. The message was, I will soon return. I just kill a few demons and then I return.
Baš kada je Krishna otišao iz Vrindavana i bio u Maturi, koja je bila samo nekih 20 kilometara daleko, Krishna mi je poslao u Vrindavan da prenesem im poruku koja je glasila, i evo ja ću se brzo vratiti samo da ubijem nekoliko demona i dolazim.
So I told the bridge basis and then they by their love they convinced me that Krishna should come. So I went back to Mathura with the decision, even if Krishna, if it takes too much time, I will bring Krishna to Vrindavan.
A u Vrindavanu oni su me svojom ljubavlju uvjerili da bi Krishna trebao da se brzo vrati. I onda sam ja se vratio u Maturu sa mišlju, čak i ako Krishna bude malo odlagao, ja ću ga uvjeriti da se vrati.
But I couldn't bring Krishna to Vrindavan and the bridge basis will not believe me if I say this time Krishna will come.
Ali ja to nisam uspio da uradim, nisam uspio da uvjerim Krishnu. I sada, ako opet odem u Vrindavan i kažem da će se Krishna vratiti, on mi neće vjerovati.
Okay, said the devotees. Then Balaram should go, Krishna's brother.
U redu, rekli su bhakte. Onda neka ide Balaram, Krishnin brat.
Oh, no, said Balaram, I'm not going.
On je rekao, Balaram, ja ne idem.
I don't know what the bridge basis will do to me.
Ne znam šta će mi Brižbasi uraditi.
I once went and I spent time with them and then I promised also I will bring Krishna, no problem. I'm his older brother. He has to follow me.
Ja sam isto tako jednom otišao u Vrindavan i proveo vrijeme sa njima i obećao im da ću ja dovesti Krišnu, jer ja sam njegov stariji brat i on mora da me slijedi.
But Krishna didn't go.
Ali Krišna nije otišao.
And if I go this time with the same news, the Brijbasis, I don't know, maybe they will take my turban and throw it in the Yamuna.
I ako sada opet odim sa istom porukom, ne znam šta će mi uraditi, možda će mi uzeti turban i baciti ga u Yamunu.
And they will say, you promised that Krishna, you will bring Krishna, and you have not brought Krishna, now you tell it again to rub salt in our wounds, we will throw you also in the Yamuna.
On će možda da kažu, ti si bio tu i obećao si da ćeš dovesti Krišnu, da će se on vratiti. I to se nije desilo. I ti sada opet dolaziš da trljaš so u naše rane. Mi ćemo i tebe da bacimo u Yamunu.
They will call me a liar.
Nazvaće me lažovom.
All this time Krishna's sister Subhadra had listened.
I cijelo to vrijeme Krišnina sestra Subhadra je to slušala.
And she said, I will go.
I rekla je, ja ću da idem.
Because I'm a simple woman.
Jer ja sam jednostavna žena.
I will go to the gopis.
Otići ću gopijama.
I will say Krishna will come.
I reći ću im, Krishna će sada dođe.
And they will believe me and prepare Vrindavan for his return.
I one će mi povjerovati i pripremit će Vrindavan za Krishnin povratak.
Everyone believes a woman.
Svi vjeruju u ženu.
I will go to Mother Yashoda and sit in her lap.
I otići ću majci Yashodi i sjesti na njeno krilo.
And I will wipe her tears from her face and say, Krishna will come.
I obrisat ću suze sa njenog lica i reći ću, Krishna će se vratiti.
Men are always a little crooked.
Muškarci su uvijek malo pokvareni.
We women are straightforward and truthful.
Mi žene smo izravne i istinoljubive.
And women believe each other.
I zato žene vjeruju jedne drugima.
Yes, said everyone, this is a very good idea.
Da, rekli su svi, ovo je jako dobra ideja.
Subhadra will go.
Subhadra će da ide.
He will announce Krishna's arrival and everyone will make it Vrindavan fit. No one will lie and faint. And Krishna will be very happy and very joyful.
Ona će otići i objavit će da Krishna dolazi i svi će da pripreme Vrindavan i niko neće ležati u nesvijesti i Krishna će biti jako sretan.
Then they called the Padma Ghosh, it's the lotus chariot of Subhadra.
I onda su pozvali Padma Ghoshu, to je kočija u obliku lotosa od Subhadri.
And Balaram said, there is one problem.
A Balaram je onda rekao, a postoji jedan problem.
She is my sister.
Ona je moja sestra.
How can I let her go alone on such a big journey?
Kako ja mogu pustiti da ide sama tako na tako dalek put?
I will go in front of Subhadra and protect her.
Ja ću ići ispred Subhadre i zaštitit ću je.
Now we can go.
I sad možemo da idemo.
Yes, very good, said everyone in Dvaraka. You too go and prepare everything.
Da, jako dobro, rekli su svi u dvare. Idite zajedno i sve pripremite.
Then they went.
I tako su otišli.
To see Vrindavan.
Da vide Vrindavan.
They went to talk to Krishna's most favorite devotees, the Brijbasis.
Otišli su da razgovaraju sa Krišninim najomiljenijim baktima, Brijbasima.
But when they arrived in Vrindavan, they could not speak one word.
Ali kada su došli u Vrindavan, oni nisu mogli da progovore ni jednu riječ.
They were overcome with divine ecstasy.
Bili su preplavljeni sa božanskom ekstazom.
So much that Balaram's eyes became thin and reached to his lotus ears.
Toliko da su oči od Balarama su postale tako tanke i izdužile se do njegovih lotosovih ušiju.
His arms grew out of his body. Like this.
Ruke su mu na ovaj način izrasle iz tijela.
And his hands and feet disappeared.
A njegova šake i stopala su nestala.
Please look at the altar. There you see him. Like this Balaram looked.
Molim vas, pogledajte sada prema oltaru. On je izgledao poput ovog Balarama.
The only thing which was encouraging was his smile.
I jedina stvar koja je pružala neko ohrabrenje je bio njegov osmijeh.
His blissed out ecstatic Vrindavan smile.
Njegov ekstatični, blaženi Vrindavan osmijeh.
Everything else was highly ecstatic and unusual.
Sve ostalo je bilo jako ekstatično i neuobičajeno.
When soft-hearted Subhadra went out of the Padma Ghosh and touched the earth of Vrindavan, my dear devotees, even the arms disappeared, also the feet.
I a kada je Subhadra, koja je imala nježno srce, sišla iz svoje kočije i dotakla tlo Vrindavana, ona isto tako postala ekstatična i nestale su joj šake i stopala.
You please look at the altar.
Molim vas, pogledajte prema altaru.
See the eyes, how big they are.
Pogledajte te oči, kako su velike.
And the only encouraging thing is her smile.
I jedina stvar koja pruža ohrabrenje ovdje je njen osmijeh.
She was in ecstasy.
Bila je u ekstazi.
Meanwhile.
U međuvremenu.
Narada Muni, who thought, well, Balaram and Subhadra do their job in Vrindavan.
Narada Muni razmišlja dok Subhadra i Balaram obavljaju svoj dio posla u Vrindavanu.
He took his veena and he started to sing a song which has the combined names of Radha and Krishna.
On je uzeo svoju vinu i počeo da pjeva pjesmu koja sadrži kombinirana imena Rade i Krišne.
Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bol. Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bol.
Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bol. Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bol.
Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bol. Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bol.
Jai Jai Radha Gopinath Hari Bol.
čuo ova predivna imena koja su označavala njegovu sambandu, njegovu vječnu povezanost sa Radharani, on je visoko skočio.
When he was on his feet, he reached to his waist and wanted to pull out his flute and start playing his flute.
I kada je već bio na stopalima, kada je stajao, on je posegnuo za svoj pojas i htio da izvuče svoju flautu.
But he reached into the void.
Ali tu je bila samo praznina.
Great consternation. He said, "Where is my flute? These gopis, they have again stolen my flute."
I onda je rekao sa velikim uznemirenjem, pa gdje je moja flauta, ove gopije, one su opet ukrale moju flautu.
Too much.
To je previše.
Then he saw Narada Muni.
A onda je vidio Narada Munija.
Udava.
Udavo.
His palace.
Njegovu palaču.
What's going on?
Šta se dešava?
Where am I?
Gdje se nalazim?
Narada Muni, you are usually not in Vrindavan. What are you doing here?
Narada Muni, pa ti nisi obično u Vrindavanu. Šta radiš ovdje?
Udava, you are not in Vrindavan. What are you doing here?
Udava, niti nisi u Vrindavanu. Šta ti radiš ovdje?
Udava said, my lord, we are just now going to Vrindavan.
I Udava je rekao, moj gospodine, sa mi upravo idemo u Vrindavan.
Then Krishna realized, Mike, I'm in Dvaraka, I'm not in Vrindavan.
I onda je Krishna shvatio, pa ja se nalazim u Dvaraki, ja nisam u Vrindavanu.
Hey, Udava! Bring my chariot. I must go to Vrindavan. Vrindavan, Vrindavan, Vrindavan. Where's Vrindavan?
Hey, Udava, dovedi brzo moju koču. Ja moram da idem u Vrindavan. Vrindavan, gdje je Vrindavan?
Krishna started to run out of his palace.
I Krishna je potrčao iz svoje palače.
When he came out, all the people were there of Dvaraka. He was staggering and stumbling and almost falling. Where is Vrindavan?
I kad je istrčao iz palače, tu je bilo jako puno ljudi, a Krishna je posrtao i padao i on se i dalje pitao, gdje je Vrindavan?
Narada Muni had foreseen this and he had asked Daruka to bring the chariot of Krishna before the palace.
I Narada koji je ovo predvidio, on je tražio od Daruke da dovede Krishnu kočiju ispred palače.
This chariot is called Nandi Ghosh.
I ova kočija se zove Nandi Ghosh.
Immediately Krishna jumped up Nandi Ghosh. He didn't want to even change the cloth. He just came on the chariot and he went very fast in the direction of Vrindavan. He didn't care any longer.
I Krišna uopšte nije uzeo vremena da se presvuče, nego samo uskočio u tu kočiju Nandi Goš. Nije uopšte bilo ga briga, samo je htio da ide u Vrindavan.
Meanwhile in Niduvan, in Vrindavan, Radharani was lying on a bed of lotus petals.
I u međuvremenu u Niduvani Radharani je ležala na svojoj postelji od ovih ruženih latica.
And the news spread all over Vrindavan that Radharani was on her deathbed.
I proširila se vijest kroz Vrindavan da je Radharani ležala na svojoj samrtnoj postelji.
There were only moments left before she would leave her body.
Ostali su još samo trenuci koji su je dijelili od toga da napusti tijelo.
Only moments before she would meet Krishna beyond the border of death.
Samo su trenuci ostali prije nego što se sretne sa Krišnom iza granice smrti.
All the Brijbasis came streaming to where Vrindavan was lying to say goodbye to her.
I svi Brijbasi su krenuli prema tom mjestu kako bi se pozdravili sa njom.
And they all praised her.
I svi su je slavili.
Even the rival Gopi Chandravali said, when I was with Krishna, O Radha, Krishna was only thinking of you.
Čak i Chandravali, koja je rival Gopi Radharani, on je govorila, o, kada je Krishna bio sa mnom, on je samo mislio o tebi, Radharani.
But Radharani was lying with eyes closed on this lotus bed.
Ali Radharani je ležala zatvorenih očiju na ovoj postelji od lotosa.
Her beauty was more than can be imagined and so sweet.
Njena ljepota je bila nezamisliva, bila je tako slatka.
But she would not breathe any longer.
Ali ona više nije disala.
Yatila came, Radhe, Radhe, I sometimes spread the news that you were with Krishna in a not good way. I'm sorry, I only wanted to increase your desire to meet Krishna.
I onda Yatila došla i ona isto rekla, o Rade, ja sam ponekad širila priče o tebi kako se ti nalaziš sa Krišnom na neodgovarajući način, ali ja sam to samo radila kako bi povećala tvoju želju da budeš, da sretniš Krišnu.
Then Abhimanyu came and kneeled down at her bed and said, Radha, people say I'm the husband of you.
I onda je Abhimanyu došao i kleknuo pored njenog kreveta i rekao, Rade, ljudi obično misle da sam ja tvoj muž.
But I have never touched your divine body because I know you are only Krishna's.
Ali ja nikada nisam dotakao tvoje božansko tijelo jer sam znao da si ti samo Krišna.
Please don't go now. What will happen of Vrindavan if you die? We will all die.
Molim te, nemoj da ideš sada, nemoj da odlaziš. Šta će se desiti sa Vrindavanom?
At this moment, Krishna's chariot arrived before Niduvan.
I u tom trenutku Krišnina kočija je došla pred Niduvanu.
And he jumped out of the chariot.
I on je iskočio iz kočije.
And as soon as he touched the earth of Vrindavan, the same thing happened which had happened to Balaram and Subhadra.
I u tom momentu kada je on dotakao tlo Vrindavana, desila mu se ista stvar koja se desila Balaramu i Subhadri.
He was transformed by the magical touch of Vrindavan.
On je bio transformisan sa tim magičnim dodirom Vrindavana.
You please look at the altar, how big his eyes are.
Molim vas, pogledajte prema oltaru, kako su mu velike oči postale.
Round in ecstasy.
Okrugle od ekstaze.
His arms just grew out of his body.
Ruke su mu jednostavno izrasle iz tijela.
The feet disappeared.
Stopala su nestala.
And the legs disappeared.
I noge su nestale.
The only thing which looked and he just had this smile from one ear to another, which was an ecstasy smile, but he couldn't talk, he couldn't walk.
I jedna stvar koja je bila tu je njegov ogromni osmijeh koji je bio osmijeh ekstaze, ali nije mogao ni da govori ni da hoda.
He looked at Radha.
Pogledao je u Radu.
He was stunned.
I bio je skamenjen.
At this moment, two very clever associates of Radha started to act.
I u tom momentu dvije jako pametne pratilje Radharani su počele da djeluju.
Everyone else was just stunned and cried in bliss and ecstasy, totally overwhelmed.
A svi ostali su bili skamenjeni, samo su gledali i plakali, stajali tu u ekstazi.
But first the goddess of Vrindavan came, that is Vrinda Devi.
Prvo je došla božica Vrindavana, to je Vrinda Devi.
And she very cleverly made a very soft, warm but not hot breeze. And this breeze carried the fragrance of Krishna in Radharani's nostrils.
Ona je došla i onda je napravila jedan nježni, topli, ali ne vrući dašak koji je ponio u aromu miris Krišne u nosnice Šrimati Radharani.
Then Lalita started to fight with herself. She was in ecstasy, but she said, I curse this ecstasy. I must do service now. If I'm stunned, I can't do service for Radha and Krishna.
Onda je došla i Lalita koja je bila u ekstazi i bila je skamenna. A onda je rekla, ja proklinjem ovu ekstazu zato što želim da napravim neku službu. Ako sam ovako skamenna, ne mogu ništa da uradim.
So with the greatest effort she leaned over to Radharani and in her ear she said, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.
I sa velikim naporom ona se nagela iznad Radharani i počela da joj govori, Krishna, Krishna.
And the moment Radha smelled the fragrance of Krishna and heard his name, she awoke.
I u momentu kada je Radharani osjetila miris Krišne i čula njegovo ime, ona se probudila.
She opened her eyes.
Otvorila je oči.
And at that time the eyes of Radha and Krishna met. It was a union in the eyes.
I u tom momentu oči Radhe i Krišne su se srele. To je bilo jedinstvo u pogledima.
My dear devotees, it's beyond any human comprehension what happened in that when the eyes of Radha and Krishna met. It is cannot be described. It cannot be thought of.
Moji dragi bhakte, to se nalazi izvan domena ljudskog razmišljanja. On ne može da shvati ni obdrži da razmišlja o tome šta se desilo tu kada su se oči Radhe i Krišne srele.
We can only imagine that it was like two volcanoes of love erupting.
Možemo samo da zamislimo da je to bilo poput dva vulkana ljubavi koje su u isto vrijeme eruptirale.
And the lava going everywhere.
I lavu koja ide posvuda.
I know that one god brother of mine who is very advanced, His Holiness Gaur Govinda Maharaj, when he wanted to talk about this, he died. That was, he died while he tried to talk about this, and he has a deeper realization, a very deep realization. Some of the lava came in his heart, a lava of love, and carried him to Goloka Vrindavan.
I znam da je jedan od mojih braća po Bogu, koji je jako napredan, njegova svetost, Gaur Govinda Maharaj, je napustio tijelo kada je govorio ovim stvarima. Kad je on pokušao da priča o tome, nešto od te lave je došlo u njegovo srce i odnijelo ga nazad kući Bogu, Goloka Vrindavan.
Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami describes that only a small drop of the love of Godhead can drown the whole universe.
Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami opisuje da samo jedna kaplica ljubavi prema Bogu može da učini da se čitav svijet utopi u njoj.
So, Hare Krishna. We will stop here and not try to describe more.
Hare Krishna, mi ćemo da stanemo ovdje i prestat ćemo da pokušavamo da još to opisujemo.
Lord Jagannath eternally stays in this form, and so does Balaram and Subhadra in order to taste this love.
I gospodin Jagannath kao i Balaram i Subhadra, oni vječno ostaju u tom obliku kako bi mogli da kušaju tu ljubav.
At the same time Krishna went to Srimati Radharani in the form of Kunja Bihari.
I u isto vrijeme Krišna je otišao do Šrimati Radharani u njegovom obliku Kunja Biharija.
And together they went on a swing and all of Vrindavan did an arati to Radha and Krishna.
I onda su oni zajedno otišli na ljuljačku i čitav Vrindavan je napravio arati za njih.
The pujari in this arati was Lalita Sakhi.
A pujari u ovom aratiju je bila Lalita Sakhi.
My dear devotees, I'm telling you this beautiful lila because in this lila we find a general theme that Krishna loves his devotees.
Moji dragi bhakte, ja vam pričam ovu predivnu lilu zato što se tu provlači ta generalna tema da Krishna voli svoje bhakte.
And even if he seems to be so far away, he is only hiding to see to increase your love for him.
I čak i ako izgleda da se on skriva, on to radi samo da bi povećao vašu ljubav prema njemu.
When you take the retreat or the summer camp home now, please remember this.
I kada ovaj seminar i ovaj ljetni kamp ponesete kući sa sobom, molim vas razmišljajte o tome.
Remember two things.
Sjetite se dvije stvari.
You should develop your relationship to Krishna.
Vi treba da razvijete svoj odnos sa Krishnom.
And Krishna wants this very much. He loves you.
I Krishna to jako želi. On vas voli.
Hare Krishna. I wanted to say something technical at the end.
I na kraju sam želio da kažem nešto tehničke prirode.
Each phase in our life has its special rules.
Svaka faza u našem životu ima svoja posebna pravila.
In the summer camp, there are certain rules.
Na ljetnom kampu postoje određena pravila.
If you want to make best use of a summer camp, which I feel all of you have, you take part in the devotee association.
Ako želite da iskoristite ovaj kamp na najbolji mogući način, što osjećam da ste vi svi uradili, onda treba da iskoristite društvo bhakta.
And you worship Krishna, you think about Krishna and so on.
Da obožavate Krishnu, da služite Krishnu.
A summer camp is really in about opening your heart for Krishna.
Na ljetnom kampu se zaista radi o tome da otvorite svoje srce za Krishnu.
And also opening your heart to the devotees.
Isto tako da otvorite svoje srce bhaktama.
And I could see this whenever I would walk here, you would all smile so ecstatically. Have you noted that?
I uvijek kada bih prolazio ovu, da ja sam to primijetio, da biste se smiješili tako ekstatično. Jeste li vi to primijetili?
This became the smiling summer camp.
Ovo je postao kamp osmijeha.
I saw devotees who usually don't smile.
I vidio sam bhakte koje se obično ne smiješe.
And I would see them and they would go almost like developing new muscles.
I oni su izgledali, oni bi se smiješali tako kao da izgledaju, kao da razvijaju nove mišiće tu.
It seemed everyone communicated at the end through smiles.
I na kraju su svi komunicirali kroz osmijehe.
You are now very open.
Vi ste sada jako otvoreni.
Be careful when you come back to Belgrade or Smenski Smitovitski or Sarajevo or Zagreb or Osijek.
I molim vas, budite jako pažljivi sada kada se vratite u Beograd, Sremsku Mitrovicu, Sarajevo ili Zagreb, Osijek.
Be especially careful when you come back to Skopje.
I budite posebno pažljivi kada se vratite u Skopje.
The atmosphere you will find there is so different from the summer camp.
Atmosfera koju ćete tu pronaći je tako drugačija od ove ovdje.
People are either in passion or in Skopje predominantly in tamagun.
Ljudi su uglavnom u strasti ili kao u Skopju uglavnom su u tamasu.
I remember whenever I'm in Skopje, most of the time I can only sleep because it's so much tamagun and I'm so sensitive. I'm awake maybe 2 hours a day.
I znam svaki put kada sam u Skoplju, taj guna je tako jaka da ja mogu samo da spavam i ako sam dovoljno sretan, onda mogu da budem budan samo 2 sata dnevno.
Now where you are so open, it can be shocking to see this material atmosphere.
I sada kada ste tako otvoreni, može da bude malo šokantno da uđete u tu materijalnu atmosferu.
You may see more clearly on the faces which you pass how haunted the people look, how lonely they look, how irritated and sometimes frightened.
I na licima ljudi ćete moći još jasnije da vidite kako su oni nekad proganjani, nesretni, iritirani.
And if you are a little sensitive, which I believe you are now more than ever, you will see behind this the absurdity and the pain of modern life.
I ako ste malo senzitivni, a mislim da sada jeste više nego ikada, onda ćete moći da vidite tu apsurdnost takvog života.
You will need to be protect yourself a little bit from this shock.
I morat ćete da se zaštitite malo od tog šoka.
Prepare yourself.
Pripremite se.
Best is bring some type of improvement in your sadhana back from here.
I najbolje bi bilo da ponesete sa sobom neke stvari koje ćete da poboljšate u svojoj sadhani.
Yes. And there will something else will happen.
I onda još nešto će da se desi.
You will be innocently in your apartment.
Vi ćete nevino da sjedite u svom svojoj kući.
You will maybe look over your notes.
Možda ćete da pregledavate svoje bilješke.
Or hear good Krishna music.
Ili ćete slušati neku finu Krishna muziku.
All of a sudden you hear knock at the door.
I odjednom ćete da začujete kucanje na vratima.
And the way it knocks, you know who it is.
I po načinu kako kuca, znaćete ko je to.
Like I know Gaurahari's knock.
Ja, na primjer, do sada već poznajem kako Gaurahari kuca.
It's quite intense.
To je jako intenzivno.
Because it could be that I'm sleeping and I need to be awakened.
Jer možda ja spavam i potrebno je da me se probudi.
And then I know Dina Dayal's knock in Radadesh.
I onda znam isto kako zvuči kucanje Dina Dayala u Radadesh.
It's totally different.
I ono je potpuno drugačije.
All my hairs go up at the head when I hear it.
I moje sve dlake na glavi se kostriše kada to čujem.
Hopefully he doesn't hear this tape. You know.
Nadam se da neće čuti ovaj snimak.
It's more like a scratching.
Ono zvuči više kao grebanje.
It sounds as if a wolf is outside.
Zvuči kao da je vuk ispred vrata.
So I can distinguish 50 different knocks by now.
I do sada ja mogu da razlikujem 50 različitih načina kucanja.
And I'm sure you know the knock who is knocking at the door.
I siguran sam da znate ko kuca na vrata.
It's your old life.
To je vaš stari život.
The life before the summer camp.
Život od prije ljetnog kampa.
The little problems which you have.
Mali problemi koje imate.
The little things you need to work at.
Male stvari na kojima trebate da radite.
The unclear relationships maybe.
Neki odnosi koji nisu jasni.
It will come back to you.
To će vam se sve vratiti.
To test you.
Da vas testira.
Have you understood something in the summer camp?
Da li ste shvatili nešto na ljetnom kampu?
Your old life is your teacher.
Vaš stari život je vaš učitelj.
Welcome your teacher.
Izrazite dobrodošlicu vašem učitelju.
Give him a place in your apartment.
Dajte mu mjesto u vašem domu.
And say, yes, I have learned something. Can I tell you?
I recite mu, da, naučio sam nešto. Mogu li ti to ispričati?
Your old life will listen.
Vaš stari život će da sluša.
The old life will think.
I stari život će da misli.
You can tell me whatever you want. I will test you by how you act.
Možeš mi pričati šta hoćeš, ali ja ću da te testiram kako ćeš da djeluješ.
Wonderful.
Predivno.
He's a good teacher.
On je jako dobar učitelj.
He's a real guru.
On je pravi guru.
He is interested how you act, what you have realized.
On je zainteresovan kako ćeš djelovati, šta si spoznao.
One word of encouragement.
I još nešto za ohrabrenje.
A saint is not born in one life, but over many lifetimes.
A svedac se ne rađa u jednom životu, nego nakon više života.
So practice again and again until you become perfect.
I zato praktikujte iznova i iznova dok ne postanete savršeni.
And here are the news.
I imam i novosti.
Pšššš, om. most sensitive Upananda. We have a talk here and you have a very loud talk there. Hare Krishna. So here comes the good news.
I sada dolaze dobre vijesti.
Sometimes when we hear practice, 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 we go, how long will I endure this?
I ponekad kada čujemo praktiku, praktiku i praktiku, i mi možda razmišljamo koliko ću još dugo ovo izdržati.
But if you think like this, you have not thought deep enough.
Ali ako ovako razmišljate, onda niste dovoljno duboko razmišljali.
If you practiced once again, in 5 minutes you can talk as loud as you need, but 5 minutes we need you to be a little bit sensitive.
Dakle, ako možete samo da budete malo tiši, za 5 minuta će se završiti lekcija.
You can take prasadam, but can't you do it silently? Does yes, always have to be so loud? It's all right, it's all right. Finally, some people with a temperament. It's a good side also. So I wanted to say that whenever you practice something which is on your level, in other words, which is appropriate and according to your advancement, this is already your perfection.
Kada god praktikujete nešto što je relevantno za vas, što se nalazi na vašem nivou i što je u skladu sa nivom vašeg napretka, to je već savršenstvo.
And you are protected by this practice.
I već ste zaštićeni zahvaljujući toj praksi.
You don't need to be super, in other words, if you are still approaching the perfect level.
Vi ne morate da budete super napredni ako se samo približavate tom nivou savršenstva.
Do what is possible for you to do at your level, but do that.
Radite ono što je odgovarajuće za vaš nivo, ali to ju zaista uradite.
And you will be protected from Maya.
I bit ćete zaštićeni od Maje.
This is how powerful devotional service is.
I to je kako je predano služenje moćno.
And I will leave you with one thought.
I ostavit ću vas sa jednom mišlju.
Devotional service takes place in one particular zone.
Predano služenje se dešava u jednoj jako određenoj zoni.
There are three zones in which it could take place, but only one zone is a place where it works.
Postoje tri moguće zone gdje se ono može odvijati, ali samo u jednoj od tih zona ono zaista i funkcioniše.
There is the comfort zone.
To je zona komfora.
The stress zone.
Zona stresa.
And the stretching zone.
I zona istezanja.
Comfort zone means you do exactly what your senses and mind want.
Zona komfora znači da radite tačno ono što odgovara vašim čulima i umu.
Go to the movies.
Odlazak na filmove.
Drink hot chocolate.
Da pijete toplu čokoladu.
Or this wonderful Serbian coffee.
Ili ovu predivnu srpsku kafu.
And Croatian slilovic.
Ili hrvatsku šljivovicu.
Or do, you know, comfort zone.
Znate što mislim, comfort zona.
The other is the stress zone.
Druga je zona stresa.
Get up every morning at 1:30.
Ustajemo se svako jutro u 1:30.
Chant 40 rounds.
Mantramo 40 krugova.
Before 10 o'clock.
Prije 10 ujutro.
And faint after 2 days.
I onda se onesvijestimo nakon 2 dana.
And forget everything.
I sve zaboravimo.
Here is the middle zone.
E sada imamo u zonu u sredini.
Do a little extra.
Uradite nešto ekstra.
A little stretching zone.
Malo istezanja.
Like in yoga.
Kao u jogi.
Where you just, let us say, you can bend up till here. You usually bend up till here.
Recimo, kao u jogi možete obično da se istegnete ovoliko.
When you're in the kirtan. Huh?
Kao kada ste u kirtanu.
But in yoga you go a little bit more like this.
Ali u jogi idete malo više ovako.
Because then you stretch this muscle.
Jel onda istežete ovaj mišić.
New blood flows into this muscle.
Nova krv ide u ovaj mišić.
It will become strong.
On će postati jak.
And after some time you can even bend to the floor like Dayagoranga or Anadi Krishna.
I nakon nekog vremena ćete moći da se savijete do poda poput Dayagorangi ili Anadi Krishne.
If you would now bend to the floor, you would break all your limbs and tear all your muscles.
Ako biste se sada pokušali tako saviti, onda biste polomili sve kosti i potrgali mišiće.
Stress zone is for fools.
Ta stres zona je za budale.
Comfort zone is for dead people.
Comfort zona je za mrtvace.
Stretching zone is for those who wish to grow.
A zona istezanja je za one koji žele da rastu.
And it is here where you should apply devotional service.
I to je mjesto gdje biste trebali da primijenite predano služenje.
I want to thank you very much.
Želim da vam se puno zahvalim.
I can now close all my notes.
Sada mogu da zatvorim sve svoje bilješke.
And I will remember the Serbian summer camp.
I zaista ću se sjećati ovog srpskog kampa.
I think we are developing a good dynamic here.
Mislim da ovdje razvijamo jako dobru dinamiku.
Very good dynamic.
Jako dobru dinamiku.
I really feel that from this dynamic a lot of spiritual advancement can come for each one of us.
Mislim da od te dinamike može doći jako puno duhovnog napretka za sve nas.
I really feel we have found a nice place and the host, you saw him yesterday, he said Hare Krishna, please come again.
I mislim da smo našli jako dobro mjesto i dobre vlasnike, domaćine. Vidjeli ste jučer ovoga vlasnika koji je rekao Hare Krishna i vidimo se opet.
Yes, but we have much more place to fill with people. We need another double as many devotees.
Ali mi imamo još jako puno mjesta koje smo mogli da popunimo. Treba nam još duplo bhakta tu.
Please preach nicely.
Molim vas, lijepo propovjedajte.
And I have said this yesterday and I have said this last year and I'm very happy that our Sarajevo preaching center has brought so many new people. Have you noticed? So many new.
Ja sam to rekao i prošle godine i ove godine jako sam sretan da vidim da je naš propovjednički centar u Sarajevu da je doveo tako puno novih ljudi. Jeste li vidjeli to?
Also from Croatia many many new devotees have come. I think the preaching there.
I vidio sam isto tako iz Hrvatske mnogo mnogo novih ljudi je došlo i zahvaljujem se propovjedanju tamo.
And also from Belgrade so many nice new devotees have come.
I isto tako iz Beograda mnogo novih finih bhakta je došlo.
So please let us meet next year and let us see what TV Goranga will present us next year.
I hajde da se sretnemo opet sljedeće godine i da vidimo šta će nam TV Goranga opet donijeti.
I also request you to each one privately encourage Madhva Muni and Kishori. Yesterday Kishori looked like someone who had to be carried out of a stretcher. She was so exhausted.
I isto bih vas želio zamoliti da privatno ohrabrite Madhva Munija i Kishori. Kishori je juče izgledala kao da je trebaju iznijeti na nosu.
And I wouldn't be surprised if today Madhva Muni's voice is no longer there.
I bio bih, ne bi se iznenadio kada bih vidio da Madhva Munijev glas danas više nije tu.
Srila Prabhupada ki, Sisi Gori Dai ki, Sisi Radha Kunya Vihari ki, Jai Sri Radhe, Krishna. Please take your prasadam, Hare Krishna.